Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Kuf Lamed Daled, and we're holding right at the last line on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beit, which is reviewing the words of the Mishnah that we're about to concentrate on. Yesterday we spoke about a case where a Kohen would give only the Rosh to the Yisrael. Here we have the opposite case, which is the case in our Mishnah. The Imam Arlo Chutz Min HaMatanot, Patur Min HaMatanot. So if a Kohen sells an animal but keeps the Matanot for himself, then it's not any of the Yisrael's business, and then he's potter from the Matanot, which are not his. Asks the Gemara, Veraminu, in a case where a Kohen sells a behemoth to Yisrael, and he says the following, I'm making this sale al manat shamatanot sheli. I'm making this sale on condition that the matanot are to go to me. The halacha is that the sale is chal, and that the Yisrael gives it noten l'chol kohen sheyirtzeh. He gives it to any kohen that he wants because it's not up to the kohen, and he cannot define the chiyuv of the matanot. So I thought you just said that if he sells it to him without giving him the matanot, that the Yisrael has no business with the matanot. He's going, I understand what's the question. You're asking a question from a condition of a sale to an exclusion from a sale. What's the comparison? Almanat achutz karamita. What does a condition have to do with an exclusion? Chutz, when you say other than, that's an exclusion. Shiura. You're keeping that for yourself. So how could the Yisrael possibly be chayev in something that you're giving for yourself? Ask the Gemara, but we have a braita that speaks about the case of conditions, and it also says the opposite. V'raminu, al menacha matanot sheli amatanot shelo. Here it says that if you make such a condition, then the Kohen, in fact, is able to control the matanot, and they belong to him. No, that's the machloket between these two braita. Mar Savar Almanat Shiurahu. Waman Yomer holds that actually that lashon of condition is interpreted in these circumstances to mean, in other words, I am keeping this for myself. So it boils down that to the fact that he's keeping the matanot. And the other Mar Yomer holds Almanat is Lav Shiurahu. Omar lo mechorli b'nei me'er shel parazu. So in a case where somebody, we had two cases, somebody purchases a bulk purchase that included the Zroa l'chayayim and the keiva. So the din over there is, the case of the Mishnah was the keiva because he bought the inner. So it says over there, it's obvious that he is going to have to give away the keiva. But it's since it's well known that the keiva was meant to be given to the Kohen, he cannot claim that he needs to get a discount because he had to give it to the Kohen. On the other hand, if it was purchased by weight, in that case, he can insist on a discount. But meanwhile, you see a fascinating thing, that the responsibility at this point is no longer the butcher's. In other words, the Kohen is the one who collects from the buyer. It says he has to give it. Why can't the Kohen go to the seller and say, how did you give away the keva to this guy? You have to go recover it and give it for me. You had no right to give it to him. So Amar Rav, this is true only where the Yisrael makes the deal. He says, look, I want to purchase this whole piece of the animal that's in this container. And he goes and he takes it and he walks off with it. So over there, the seller didn't do an act of gezeila. So the Yisrael took it. Okay, the Yisrael took it. So then he should pay it. But how about if the tabach takes it? And therefore, in other words, he gives it to the Yisrael. Then, adinim atabach. This is Rav's overall approach. We always look at the responsibility of the tabach. In this case, it's up to you. If the Kohen wants to sue the tabach, he could sue the tabach. I mean, obviously, he could go directly to Yisrael. But if he doesn't want to go, I don't know who your buyers are, I don't know where they are. You get it. So then he can go directly to tabach. Whereas Rav Asi, he says, makes no difference. Even if the tabach picked it up and he was the one that gave it to the Yisrael, shekalo tabach, nonetheless, hadin imo, the hadin of the Kohen is not on the tabach, it's only on the lokeach. Because the whole idea over here is that the keva exists somewhere, whether it's in this guy's house or that guy's house, and it's the keva that the Kohen takes. Now, is this an argument in the general din of Rav Chisda? Leimer ber Rav Chisda kamifge di omer Rav Chisda. Somebody steals an edible item. The Baalim were not mityayish. There was no shinui made, and therefore there's no kinyan yaneva on it. Somebody else comes along, sees this delicious piece of stolen pizza, and eats it up for himself. V'achalo. The din is that the owner of the pizza can go collect either from the person who took it or from the person who ate it. Ratza mizegoveh. Ratza mizegoveh. So apparently, one man Yorma holds of Rav Chisda and says, look, that's Rav. Rav said over here, you can go to the original guy who stole it. And you don't necessarily go to the later guy who's holding it now. And Ravasi is saying that, no, you cannot go back to the original guy. This is the guy who stole it. My last leg, Rav Chisda. No, it has nothing to do with that. It could be that maybe everybody holds a Rav Chisda. And had this been anything but the Matanot Kihuna, then for sure you could have gone to either party. The thing is that the Matanot Kihuna, do they have a din at all of being Shayach to Gizela? So, is Matnot Kuna Nigzolot Kamifuge? Marsavar Nigzolot, and therefore we apply the din of Rav Chisda. You go to either one, that's right. And Marsavar in Nigzolot, how can you steal? How can the Goslin steal them? Because wherever they are, nothing gets changed. They are what they are. This is the Yisrael, the Chayim, the Keva, that have to be given to the Kohen. So what changed? The fact that you picked it up and took it. So now give it. Second guy takes it. So now give it. Or what did Chayim talk about? That they should be Nigzalot. As a matter of fact, there are some who actually learn this as a separate machlokes. Not that it came about through an analysis. Let's see, what would be the din in this case from our Mishnah, where it says that the guy collects it, and who does he collect it from? Does he collect it from the tabach? Rav says he can collect it from the tabach. No, we didn't get into all of that confusion. We simply had a direct machlokes between Rav and Ravas. In this version, Rav said very simply, Matnot kuna nigzalot. The implications of this is that in terms of our Mishnah, actually, if the tabach had picked it up to take it, then he would also be responsible. The Kohen doesn't necessarily have to go to the guy who has it. He could go to the guy who stole it, because he also nigzalot. And Ravazi says, Matanot kuna in anigzalot, which is shy to talk about a gzela on an item which is wherever it is, it remains what it is. And because there's nothing to take, this is a chiyuv to give. It's a completely different type of balut. You did something to the chiyuv to give. You didn't change anything.
It's moved around.
It's moved around, and it's still the matnot now that have to be given to the kohen.
Dr. Hayde Commissioner.
Gershenit Gayer. Now, how about if you have a guy who's in the process of becoming Jewish? And he had a pora. He gave the pora over to the butcher shop. The gerut takes place at, let's say, 12 o'clock exactly. He comes to the butcher. So the butcher says, well, you know, I did the shkita. What time? I don't know. Sometime around 11 or 1. I don't remember. What do you mean? It makes all the difference in the world. Is there a chiev? Is this a goy's animal or is it a Jewish animal? So if we know, and he was nitgayer, if the shechita took place before he was nitgayer, so obviously there's no chiev is a role of chayim again. You can't become ex post facto, well, now I'm Jewish, and now I should be b'chiev in the matanot. At the time there was shechita, there was no chiev. If, however, the shechita takes place a minute after he became Jewish, doesn't matter when he gave it to the butcher. At that point, it became Chayev, so now it's Chayev. How about if it's a Sof? This is, of course, what we're really leading up to, and this was the Sugya moment ago as an introduction to this Sugya. The relationship of the Chiyuvin, of course, the whole Sugya begins with this, with Rav Chisda's original Maimer. What happens if you steal it? What happens if you eat it? Is there a momentous issue that's involved in terms of the damages to Matnas Kuna? That's how we began. Here the question is, what type of ownership is this? So, if it's a Sofik, is there a chiyuv that's involved that we would be machmer on? Or is there just a question of ownership that's involved? Which, of course, hamotzi mechaver olav araya. Says the Mishnah, if it's a suffix, hamotzi mechaver olav araya, let the coin prove that you're a chiyuv, and then he gets it. But if he can't prove it, it's not as if, and this, of course, is nogea, the sugi we had yesterday, which is the question of whether there's a din of tevel, because you don't take off the matanot kuna. We paskid yesterday, let your chataka. We don't hold that the animal is aser bachila. It's not as if you didn't take off truma from dagan and you leave it tevel. It's a chiyuv to give. So therefore, it becomes all the amotzi mechaveiro all of a riot. Okay, other Rav Dimi came out from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, you know, that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan about this. He points out that there's a contradiction. Here, it says the Safek is Potter, because I'm not a Bechavel of Araya. Alma Safek Alokula. So what do you see from that? When you have a question of Matanot, you have to give something. That that's viewed as a monetary issue, any Safek involved, you go Lakula. He asked Rabbi Yochanan, how is that possible when we learn in Masechet Pe'ah, this particular Mishnah there is referring to the problem of Leket. Now, Leket is where you do the Ketzira, and some of the individual grains fall. So those are left for the Aniyim. Except that in this case, the ants got there first. And ants without the U. The Canadian ant, not the American ant, could be onto it. So the ants got there first. And they collected the leket, and now the anthills and the whole area are filled with the grains. And we don't know where these grains are from. So there it says like this. In a case where you come to an anthill, and it's petocha kama, it's in the middle of the area that is still not katsur, growing grain. Well, so then obviously the ants have collected old grain. This is not from the new crop. So then the balabayit could keep all of that grain. But ants that are in the area shel akar hakotzrim, which after the ketzira was done, now we assume, they went scurrying about. They knew the aniyim were going to be there any minute, so they ran out very quickly and collected all of the grain. The din over there is that the upper layer of grain in the anthills, that belongs to the aniyim. The lower levels, those are from before, and they belong to the balabayit. Rabbi Meir on there.
What does the ant say?
They're the balabayit.
They're the balabayit.
What Rabbi Meir says? No, akola aniyim, because it's a suffix. You can't be makel on this. Suffix leket is leket. I don't understand, says Reish Lakish. Here we have our Stam Mishnah, and it says over here, Suffolk Matnot Kuna is Potter. And there, Rabbi Meir, who is undoubtedly the author of our Mishnah as well, there Rabbi Meir says that, no, you have to be Machmer Matanot Laniim. Why would there be a difference between Matanot Laniim, which are also entirely a question of a gift, and Matanot LaKohanim, which we decided is gift? Amalei said, Rabbi Yochanan, leave me alone already. I'll tak me teni, stop driving me into corners. That Mishnah in Pe'ah, belashon yachid anishon yodah. I have a Kabbalah that Mishnah is not said by Rabbi Meir Stam. It's said by one Shita quoting a Rabbi Meir, which is not the normative approach that we have in Rabbi Meir. How do I know? Take a look at the Braita, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agro Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Suffolk like it, Suffolk shikha shikha, Suffolk peah peah. Says Reish Lakish to me, you know, I don't give a hang whether you want to quote it in the name of Mr. Tiddlywinks. You can say whatever you want. Tiddledy-dums. I don't care it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra or Tiddledy-dums. The bottom line is, it makes a heck of a lot of sense. Let's deal with the issues here. Don't start telling me who said things. Pataimaka Omar. He's saying something very intelligent. As Reish Lakish himself was Masbir. The Omer of Shimon Malakish. My dechtiv ani verash hatzdiku. What does that mean to be matzdik, an ani, and a rash? I mean, that you are a judge, comes before you an ani and a rash, always say that he's okay. Oh, that's insane. That's a complete perversion of the process of justice. It's against the Diraita. V'aktiv v'dal lo te'adar b'rivo. You cannot take into consideration a person's economic status. What it must mean, therefore, is hatzdiku tzadek mishalcha. The Torah is telling you, you have a suffix, but the suffix is supposed to go to nani. You be machmer on yourself to give it to the ani. That's something else. It has nothing to do with justice. So then, tzadek mishalcha v'tein lo. No. So how do you explain that? Omar Rava, you know what? I mean, Reish Lakish, I don't know what Reish Lakish is asking over here. We started off in our Mishnah with a case of a parah that belonged to a goy, correct? Now the question is, has the goy changed his status to become a Jew? Did you ever hear of a chazaka? This parah had a cheskas heter because it didn't belong to a Jew, this parah. So, of course, it was maintained, as always, the chazaka and its potter. But in this case, the grain starts off with a chiyuv. No. So how do you potter it? There's no comparison between the two sugyas b'chlal. So hachapora b'cheskat p'tura kayema, but the kama in the field is b'cheskat chiyuva kayema. Amalei Abaya. Well, I have another problem then. I mean, it's not going to help you to say the difference in terms of chazaka, because there's the same exact issue with the chazaka in a different case of giyur, and that is a case where a goy, has an isa. Now, the question is whether that isa was completed while he was a goy, or whether it was completed. So he comes home. So when did you do the leisha?
Am I
around 12?
Am I chalavi yet? Am I Jewish yet?
Yes. So is it chayev in chalar, or is it not chayev in chalar? Or we have exactly the same question. So it says, if it's like paraphrasing our Mishnah. Na seitat shel lo nitgayer. So if the isa had been made before the giyur, this is a Mishnah in Chala, a potter ben hachala. If it was Mishnah in Gayer, it's safek, whoops, chayav. So how come here it's safek chayav in an hour Mishnah, safek be potur? I mean, what kind of crazy question is that? There it's not because of motzi bechaver ol avaraya. Nobody said you have to give it to the coin, but you have to take the chala off. It's a safek isser. If you don't take the chala off, then you're eating tevel. You're not allowed to eat the isa, of course. Safek isser is l'chumra. Safek b'mayna is l'kula. The Amr of Chista, as a matter of fact, you know, Rav Chista actually pointed out, some even have it as a braita. There are 8 different occasions where we have this suffix about when the giyur took place. In 4 of these conditions, we go l'kula, and in 4, we go l'chumra. And the underlying difference between them is whether we're dealing with a mammon question, or are we dealing with iser questions. And here's the cases. Shmona sfekot damru begir. There are 8 cases where we have questions. At what point did the giyur take place? Arba l'chiyuv, the arba l'ptur. Now, when it comes to the question of Korban Ishto, is this guy, now this guy actually was married to a Goya, but there she went into the mikveh and had one of these very modern births, you know, in the water. This is like a very up-to-date thing. So she figured she might as well do the giyur and the leida at the same time. I mean, right? It's very convenient. So the question is, did the birth take place before she got her head under the water or after she got her head under the water? Of course, this would be defined by Yitziat Rova Ibur. The midwife wasn't under the water with her, so we don't really know. So we have a suffix whether there's a chiyav of a yoledet or not. It's a great question.
Who's Jewish here?
The husband is Jewish. The question is his wife Jewish or not?
The baby also.
Well, we're not talking about the baby. The baby you can always, you know, take care of. But over here, is she allowed to eat the kachim, or she needs to bring a korban in order to eat kachim? That's a suffolk iser. So over there, we're machner. That's the lechiyav korban ishto chala. That's the case that we just had. Bechor behemat me'ah. So over there, if you have bechor behemat me'ah, The issue over there would be, you're not allowed to be nene from a peter chamor until you're peter. Of course, that doesn't mean that you give the tleh that you're peter to the kohen. That's moment. But you need to do the act of pidyon, because otherwise you're going to be over in an iser if you're nene from it. So b'chor be'ima tumeya, yes. And b'chor be'ima Torah, obviously, you can't check this thing. If it's Kodesh, you're going to have to be machmer until it gets a mum and so on. Because those are all the chumras. The other 4 cases are lakula. What are they? The arba liptur. They would be reshitagez. So reshitagez is clearly simply a moment question. You're shearing an animal. Question is whether the giyur took place. Is this a Jew's animal or a goy's animal? We don't know. Okay. We go lakula because it's a moment question. Matanot, that's what we just spoke about in our case. Zrola chayayim v'keva. Pidyon ha-ben, look, you know, prove to me that I owe you the chamisha sla'im for this child. And pidyon peter chamor. Over there, the thing that I was already paid at, do I have to give it to the kohen? The tleh? No. Prove that this chamor actually gave birth while I was Jewish. Can't prove it. Therefore, I don't give it to you. Kiyata Ravin Omar. Ravid said, you know, you guys have gotten so complicated here with all these cases, you got confused. The original question that Reish Lakish asked was not from the case that you asked, which really makes it look a little silly, because you're comparing this case with a chazaka. He actually asked directly from a different braita that we haven't quoted over here, where Rabbi Meir was found in a case of Kama, was the kama niktra before or after the giur? So was there a chiyav of leket or wasn't? There wasn't a chiyav of leket. And he asked from the suffix leket on the cases of the nimalim. That was the case. So kama romile. Levi actually had a field in Kishor. It was over there that Rabbi Yochanan said, nah, that's the Das Yochid, that's Beloshim Beni. Anyway, Levi had a field at this place called Kishor. Nobody lived out there, or everybody lived out there, because it was Beverly Hills, but then there were no hillbillies out there. And there was nobody to give the leket to. Wow. So he had this field over there, and he knew what to do. Lo hayo aniyim lemishka leket. He comes to Pshesh, he says, what do I do? All my life, Rav Sheshi says, look, what is leket? Leket is a chiev to leave things for aniyim. It's not a chiev to leave things. It's to leave things for aniyim. La niva la ger tazov. Where did the Torah say, leave things for the crows? The Torah ever say, leave things for the crows. So memela, there's no chiev in this case, because lola orvim, velola talifim, it's not there in order for the crows or the owls to go collect them.
Maybe the Jewish crows, Jewish owls?
It could be, but that's a suffix. It's the giur, one with the giur. So, maitre. Ain't maybe in truma. No, no, that's what he's saying. There's no chiyuv. No. In other words, it's wrong to think. There's a prejudice. Where you think you can't collect leket. It doesn't say that. Where does it say you can't collect leket? It says leave it for the aniyim. And if there's no aniyim, the Torah is saying leave it to aniyim that don't exist. There's no leave it to the aniyim. So there's nothing to do. Just collect it. What's the problem?
Jewish aniyim.
Hakolef is an owl?
In modern Hebrew, no. But there's a question that Rashi keeps talking about the tzur of the ataleif, the way he describes it, is owl. No. That's Eisen, but it's lav davka. I said owl to only in order to allow that pirish. We use it for bats, obviously. Meitve. Ein nevim truma lomi gorin le'ir v'lol mibidbar le'yishuv. You know what? You don't have to. It doesn't mean you can't, but you don't have to worry about bringing the truma. A kohen wants to get the truma, and it's a mile out of the city because that's where the grain is processed and the winnowing, the threshing floors. You're not mechuyev to go bring it into the city. You're not mechuyev to bring it in from the wilderness into the kvar. The kohen comes and gets it. Now, how about if there's no kohen? Then you got a problem. So then you have to hire a mover. So cherpara umeviya mipnei hefset truma, because over there now it's clear to the Gemara that truma there's a mishmeret. It says mishmeret trumotai. So you have to be careful not to ruin truma. That's for sure. The question is, if there's no kohanim around, why doesn't the same logic apply? You don't leave things for crows, and therefore you just take it. So when it comes to the question of the truma, there's no truma to the kohen, so just take it. So I understand what you're saying. Truma, you can't. I mean, I'm sorry, not just take it. Don't leave it at all. So, because once you leave it, I understand it's awesome. Don't take it. I mean, you don't take it off.
Don't do afrasha.
So, well, what do you mean? Don't do afrasha. Shani truma the tavla. Don't do afrasha. Then it'll be tevel. That you want to eat your grain, you have no choice but to take off the truma. The lo sagi the lo mafresh lo. You have no choice but to be mafresh. Now the question: so what do I do? But by the ani, there's no problem of tevel if you don't take off leket shikapeya. That has nothing to do with tevel. It's only meiser ani that could create tevel. So if that's the case, what he was being told by Rav Sheshes was, don't leave it. But you can't say such thing by truma, don't leave it. I don't take it. Ask the Gemara, well, what about the Zerah L'chai and the Keva? The Zerah L'chai and the Keva, we paskin that it's not tovel, right? And it's no problem. You can eat the animal without it. Now, we have a braita that talks about a mokum shenagu limlog ba'agalim lo yafshita tazroa. Lafshita tarosh lo yafshita talechi. Okay, this first part is not nogeas, but we're just bringing it because it introduces the piece that we are interested in. And there's two different, very different approaches in the Rishonim, how to understand this. One is, nogu limlog ba'agalim, is to take off all of the hair from the skin and to soften it, and then you actually boil it in such a way that the skin is edible. So if the minhag is to eat the skin together with the meat, then you don't. You have to leave that part for the kohen to take, because the kohen will eat it together with the skin. The other approach is the exact opposite. That mi ikra din the Kohen gets anyway the or, has rights to the or, as or. But if it's a minhag to be molek, you think you take it for yourself. No, you have to anyway give it to him. Okay. The same thing is true in a place where the minhag is to take the skin off of the rosh. He still has a right to the skin of the lech. Lo yavshit at alech. Now here's the part that's important to us. Im ein sham kohen. How about if there's no kohen around? Okay, that's the same question that Levi had. There's no oni around. In this case, you can't tell me that there's a difference between truma, where over there you have the problem of tevel. You don't have a problem with tevel. We passed it yesterday. By rights, what should it say at this point? Ein sham kohen. So don't take off the matanot in the first place. You don't have to deal with it. But what does it say? It says ma'alinotan bedamim. Get an estimate for the value of the zrolach hayam v'keva. If you don't have a freezer, eat it, because otherwise it'll just be mufsad. So you eat it yourself, and then you'll give the money. So it's better to do that. Ma'alinotan bedamim v'ochlan. If they have set kohen, why doesn't it just say you can keep it?
And then the kohen doesn't know.
Yeah, but it should say you can keep it. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? There's no comparison. The matnot kuna, there's a din of nitina. By the case of matanot anim like a chikopeya, it doesn't say a word about giving it to an oni. It says leave it. Tazovot, or leave it. Okay, if I leave it, then I'm leaving it for the crows. So I'm not going to leave it. Now what? Well, now what? So now you didn't leave it. Now it's yours. But where there's a positive chiyuv to give it, there obviously I can't say, well, Torah says you don't have to give it if there's nobody around to give it to. What do you mean? Wait till there's somebody to give it to. Get the money and give it to. That's a completely different issue. Therefore, you can't ask, by the way, I mean, now that you understand that obvious difference, now that we've come to this point, then the same answer would have been true about Truma. It was a stupid question. Truma, it's vinatan. So if there's a din of netina, obviously I have to take off the truma. You're going to say, don't bother. You don't have to come on to this whole svara. Netina ktiva be. Well, wait a second. Why is it then that the Torah mentions ta'azov twice by Lech Hashikol? Now, isn't the extra ta'azov to tell me, even if there's nobody there, see to it that ultimately they would have some part of your harvest? I mean, I would think that's the whole point. Lomeli? No. There's actually a very famous drasha about that. And that is, same way we've been discussing all types of tricks to be potter from a bechor, and to be potter from matanot, and to get a shut of kohen, and a shut of goy, and all kinds of issues.
Loopholes.
Loopholes. There's a great loophole for pottering you from meiser and all kinds of chiyuvim. Hefter is not chayav. Okay. Well, it's 1 a.m. already. It gets time to go to bed. Nobody out there. Ladies and gentlemen, I am after all of my fields, and anybody who wishes to come in and take any of my things is welcome to come in. I think I'll go to sleep. Wakes up at 4 a.m., goes out, harvests his field, and says, look what I came back from with Hefker, and then he doesn't have to take off any of his matanas, and he figures he doesn't have to leave. Look at Chicho, oh baby, we got 25% extra, look at that. I'm a genius.
So one man's loophole is another man's incentive.
Yes, that's true. That's true. There might be people just hanging around waiting.
Yeah.
So the deal over there is, look at it, Tanya. Hamafkirat karmo. A guy is mafkir his karam at night. In the morning he gets up early. Lashachar higdim. And he goes, Ishkim, and he does the Bitsira, from Hefker, of course. He hasn't helped himself when it comes to Peret Ololot Shikra Upea. He's going to have to leave it anyway, but that's because of the Tazov Yitera. But he is going to pat himself from Meiser. So because over there it doesn't have that din of Tazov at all, that's a din of Nitina. So over there it's Potter, because it's Eino Shomur. Ah, the light board's back, the real thing. Now who's Saka the Dinrit? The Atalavei Midrash. Somebody donated an entire sack full of coins to the Beit Midrash as a gift, so to speak, to the Kohanim or Tamid HaChachamim. I mean, as it says, somebody wants to be Zeche nowadays. Instead of giving the Kohen Yayin, give Tamid HaChachamim Yayin. So Reb Ami sees this gift, and he goes and grabs the whole thing. Vizachabah. What do you mean? How, I thought we said that that was a buyer's mistake. He said, I'm going to go take the Zrolach and the Keva myself. And then we dodge him the posse. Vinatan? Veloshi, you told me atzmo. You're not supposed to take it yourself. So why did he take it? Nah, he didn't take it for himself. It's a matter of you. Rav Ami, of course, took it to give it for the Aniyim. He was the Gaba. So he was Zochel Aniyim. Or, you know what? Maybe he did take it for himself. But Rav Ami was Rosh Shiva, in which case he was the equivalent of the Kohen Gadol, right? You're sending it to all the Kohanim. So the Kohen Gadol, oh, he learned out from the Pesuk, a Kohen HaGadol Me'echav. This teaches us that when you appoint a Kohen Gadol, he has to be the most beautiful, the wisest, the richest. So he has to be Gadol Me'echav, Bignoi, Bechokhmah, Ba'osher. Now, and here's the drasha that was very important to him. Yes, I am the most beautiful. Yes, I am the wisest. But, mirror, mirror on the wall, am I the richest? No. And acherim omrim, minayin chiim einlo, how do we know if the Kohen is gadol, but he's not gadol in osher? How do we know that we make him rich? She'echav ha-kohanim agavim oto, the other kohanim have to make him rich. It says, ha-kohen ha-gadol me'echav. Where do you think he got all that money from? From the other kohanim. So therefore, says Rav Ami, oh, so look, all of the yeshivas mechuyev to make me rich anyway. And memela, he took it me'echav. So therefore, he was big mekai. God leyo mishalachav. Yes, it's true. Dear President,
Dr. Haley Commissioner.
And now, finally, as is typical in the organization of the Gemara, getting down to the nitty gritty, now that we've discussed all of the esoterica, what exactly is Zroa L'Chayayin V'Keiva? What is the Zroa? How do you define exactly a shoulder? Well, it's not a shoulder. It's an arm. So Ezel is Roa, Mina Perchokuva Ad Kafshoyad. It actually extends up to the shoulder blade. What we call the blade is called the Kaf.
From the front, yeah.
So the front, yes, the Zroa is only four legs. So well, that's not why.
It's, no, but it's a whole
that's the meaning of the word Zroa. So from that first joint, which in a human is what we call the foot, but which is all the way down at the bottom, that's our ankle. In the behemoth, as we discussed earlier, that's way up on the foot, and people confuse it with the knee. Of course, it isn't, but it's that same bone that has taken the form in the ruminants of that. It looks like a foot. So it includes that. But it goes all the way up the next bone until the kaf shel yad. And that means, so above that bone, till the, in other words, two separate sections, the foot itself is not included, but the upper two sections, up until the shoulder blades, are included. And that is the definition of Zroa by the Nazir as well, where we have to take the Zroa B'Shela Shel Nazir. Who shall Nazir? The same area, the same two bones, would be in a Shlomim, the Shok of the Chos of a Shok. Rav Yehuda says, no, that's not true. In the Zroa, you're correct that it's the two sections, but in the Shok is only from the ankle to the knee. So it's the Shok is bin aperek shel arkuva only until the sovach shel regel. And that does not include the thigh bone at all. That's not given. A zehu lechi, and what defines the lichayayin? Min haperek shalechi, it's the lower jaw at the point where the bones of the jaw come together, down to the pika shel gargaret, which is the, what we discussed earlier by the makom shechita, the place where the windpipe begins. Tana Rabbanan, hazroa refers to the right zroa, not to the left. You say the right. Maybe you're just prejudiced. Is it this sinister prejudice? Talmer says Roa Yamin. Maybe it's the Zroa Smol. No. It says the Zroa, Hazroa. How do you learn out from there? My Talmud, eh? Well, the same way we had it before, where Rava said, Amai Gidan Nosha, Hayarech, that Hayarech is the HaMiyumenet Shebiarech, and that Miyumenet is obviously not just a coincidentally related to the word Yamin, but Miyuman means the one that you have most control over, and that is usually the right. Most animals, including humans, are right-legged. That's HaMiyumenet Shebiarech. Hachanami, the Zroa means...
Not my house.
animals?
Have you asked this animal which hand it writes with? I mean, it's one question to see, you know, but which hand does it write with? So, left! Really. So, miyumenet would mean miyuman shebizroa, hazro would mean the same thing, miyuman shebizroa. Halichayim, but well, if the hay is so important to you for identifying it, why does the Torah say hay by the lechayim? I mean, there's no choice over there, is there? So when you say halichayim, that's coming to create some sense of the very special lechayim. Special in what way? Well, that adds special in terms of wool or in terms of hair. So that's coming either to add semer, shebarosh kvasim, or sa'ar, shebzakan tayashim. So the beard of the tayash is included with halechayayim. And what about ha-keva? I mean, what's that supposed to mean? No, that too means the entire keva in all of its glory, including as well the chelev, which is agave ha-keva, and the chelev and the chalav shebatoch hakeva. If there's milk in that keva, which of course is very useful for making cheese and so on, that is also give it to the kohen. How do I know? I could prove it to you from the Braita. I learned that from that extra hay. The Omer of Yehoshua, you should know that Kohanim na'agubo ayin yafa v'natun l'baalim. The Kohanim are gracious about this, and they allow the Baalim to keep the milk that is found in the stomach. Okay, but what is that? That's only a largesse, right? It's not mikradin. Time of the nargo, because they want to be gracious. But if not for that, if they wanted to, they could keep it. Dorshei chamurot hayu omrim. Those who take a drosh, now there's two explanations of chamurot. One of them is, as Rashi says, dorshei chamurot means things that don't seem to make any sense. Chamur in that you can think and think about it, doesn't strike you as being meaningful in any way. I mean, what's the purpose of identifying uniquely the Zroa, the Chayayim, the Keva? I mean, it's ridiculous. But the deeper explanation of Chamurot, as Rashi says elsewhere, Chamurot is a Lashon of Chomer, Toshakamin Chomer. Chomer is what we use for a knot, because Chomer is used to knot something good smelling. You put it in a knot tied around your neck, which is the equivalent of their cologne. So we say in English, boy, that's a knotty problem. But the meaning of not is that it's all very profoundly interrelated. It's all intertwined. So to tie something together is called Dorshei Chamurot. And of course, that's the meaning of Agadata. That's why Eged is called Eged. It ties the city together with the bus line. So the Agadata does the same thing. And that's Dorshei Chamurot. So I want to see the interrelationship. How are things tied together? That's the deeper meaning of Dorshei Chamurot. And they pointed out that you don't think that it's an amazing coincidence that the entire idea of the kahuna, as it's presented in terms of Pinchas, who's zochet to the kahuna, because of this, is the zroa lechayayim v'keva. Because, take a look at that story. The zroa, that's keneged Pinchas' hand. It says, vayikach romach biyado, and he acts. So that's keneged that. The lechayayim, that's keneged the tefillah of Pinchas. The Gemara is dashing vayipalel. Vayamot Pinchas, vayipalel, as a lashon of tefillah. That is done with your mouth. That's what's given with the tongue, is given to the Kohen.
Is this how we know the tongue is part of the...
No, because that's what is always included in that piece, if it's all the way down to the pika. And the keva, that's parshas, it says, v'chenomer, v'etaisha el kubata, that's the keva, her innards. Obviously, it's a different part of the innards, but same idea. V'tana maitelamiha. Shok hayamin. The Tana darshens the lashon of the Zroa Yamin from elsewhere. Shok hayamin. There the Torah is talking about chazav shok. It says beferish yamin. Ein le'ela shok hayamin. How do we know the Zroa, let's have the nazir, of Mugdashim? How do you know a Zroa is also yamin? Talmud lomar. It keeps on saying within that same pasuk, the shok hayamin is not only a shok hayamin, but it's titnu, truma, lakohen. So there's three separate identifications here. The truma, that includes now the zroa. How about zroa of chulin? in the case of Zerah L'Chayim V'Keivah, which is taken only from non-Kodesh animals. How do I know that too is referred to Yamin, just like the Shok? Talmud Lomar Titznu. And that is the Lashon that we find by the Zerah L'Chayim V'Keivah. Lakarim, Midei Tzof Yazeva. Titznu. Ezeu Lechi. And now how do we define the Lechi? It said, Min HaPerek Shel Lechi Ad Pikur Shel Gargaret. Ask the Gemara Vatanya, does it not say that you include the Beit HaShchita? Not La U Beit HaShchita Ima. In other words, you take the cut off the deep part of the neck, which goes beyond the pika. So how all of a sudden does the Mishnah say one thing and the Bright is telling you how to cut it differently? No, that's not a problem. How do you define the Beit HaShchita? Remember we had a machloket. Is Mugremet above the pika? Is that considered to be outside? Or is that inside of the Beit? Up to the pika? Is that inside or outside? That was the question from the beginning of the kova, the part that looks like a dunce cap. That part is a machloket that we had back in Eilat Treifas. So one is going like Rabbanan, and one is going like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. The Tanya Mugremet Psula, hate Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that Mugremet that the Rabbanan are calling outside of the Beit HaShchita is part of the Beit HaShchita. According to which, if I took out Pika, I'll leave it to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, I would indeed be including the Beit HaShchita. That's why it says Beit HaShchita Ima. But when it says that it's just Pika Shel Gargar, which is not the Beit HaShchita, that's true. I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Or you know what? You could say both of the Rabbanan. We didn't say what the antecedent of the pronoun was. Ima in what? Ima in the matanot or ima in with the animal? Who's taking? The owner's taking for himself or the Kohen is taking? So it could be both in Rabbanan. When it says ima, it means ima is with the animal, meaning leave the Beit HaShchita with the animal. And the lechi take with the pika, which is not the Beit HaShchita. And then you don't have to get into the machlokas of Rebbe Chanina ben Antignos. Handron alach hazroa v'alach hayayim v'akiva.
V'neder chantom v'heilek haperet.
Reishit hagez is knowing not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also in Chutz La'aretz. Omre gun omerat, chutin shebelechi asurin. But that's not true. Because Ibitavia made of diet. And even it's for Kedera, it's either Bechatichlu, Balachlu, it's also made of diet. Omar Rava, Bodaklan Rav Yosef. What do you guys say? Hai Kahana Techotif Matanta. Is that called Chibluvika Bechavi Mitzvah, or is it called Zilzuleika Mesalzba Mitzvah? Upashtanale Vinatana Kohen Azro Lechayim Vekeva. I thought that was chavuvika v'chamaviv del mitzvah, but then I heard this. Oh, I stopped. Even the Shaman Alav v'natan v'lo sheyitol me'atzmo, I stopped doing that. But I would still tell people meimer amri havuli. Oh, but given the Shaman Alav v'tanya v'ayito acharei abetza, Rabbi Meir Omer b'nei Shmuel chelkam shalu b'fiem. Oh, then I stopped doing that. Meimar nami lo amina, but at least the yavoli shakilna. Then I heard lo detani atzluim moshkim et hayideim v'agagranim b'chokim. So now mishkan nami lo shakilna. Levar mimala yom dekipure. That's because if not, they think I wasn't a kohen. So I'll zik and I'm shrei bekahane. Why not just do birchas kohenim? Lifras yadei. Answer yidnei. Om Reb Yosef, Hai Kahana, the Itlei Tzurbe Mirabana Bishvuvute, Utchika Le Milta, Lizke Le Mantanta, Ve'afagav Dololati Le Yade, if it's Makarei Kunav Leviya. Rav of Rav Safra actually put this into motion over here, equal to Mar Yuchana B'Reid Rav Chana Bar Ada, where some say it was Mar Yuchana who was B'Reid Rav Chana Bar Bizna. And anyway, made this beautiful dinner for them, Ovid Lo Igla Tilta, Omar le Rava le Shame, listen, Zachilan matanta, will you? The Beinu le Mecha lishna b'chardal. So Zachile, Rava ate his deli, the tongue, and Rav Safra lo achal. And then Rav Safra had a nightmare, and where Akrila Safra b'chalma, ma'adeh beged b'yom kara, chometz al neter, then that's a shar b'shirim al levra. Otel kam nirviyaz, Rav Amalei, ay, 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 ay Shumbavi Ashmaita the Mara Kayanachi. Mamalaz Ryosi said, on the contrary, you did the right thing. Ki Amri Anabacher. But the Shama is a Balkorche is being Mizake. Furthermore, Ki Amri Ana Lamandalo Efshale. This guy is Efshale. I mean Rava, what he needs to have tongue. He can't buy some tongue in the Makola. Elamai Taima Akaryanachi. Klape Rava. So then give Rava his own nightmares. No, Rava Nazufat. Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi, Pashti Rekob Maichtiv, Amalei Bishona Letalmid Sheino Agund, Amrav Yerom Ravkala Rishona Letalmid Sheino Agund, Ophel Begeno, Shinam Akol Choshech Tamunu Tzvunav, Tochlu Eish Lonu Pach Yira Sarid Baalo, Ein Sarid El Tamid Chochem, Shem Rabba Sridim Asher Hashem Korei, Amrav Yizir Amar Ravkala Shona Letalmid Sheino Agund, Gezorek Evin Lamakulis, Shinam Akitzror Evin Bamar Gimah, כן נותן לכסיל חבוד, וכתיב לא נווה לכסיל תענוג, המשתתף עם ההם צריך לשום. What? אפילו עם האובי כחובי? ורמינו המשתתף עם הכהן צריך לשום, והמשתתף עם האובי כחובים ופסוי המוקדשים, אין צריך לשום. אוכל במאי הסכינן, דייתי באובי כחובים המסחת. So? And the כבוד יגע בכהן דייתי במסחת? המאי צריך לשום? Obviously, because that means Bisra Kazovin. So, same thing is true about the guy. Bisra Kazovin. Somebody hired him to sit behind the counter. Elok my skin idioti vavikichom on the cash register. Akaspata. Okay. So then kavate kabekon idioti vakaspata. So then amai tzorich lirshom. Maybe because people will say hamune amni, so they could say the same thing about the avikachovin. Avikachovin nami amri hamune amni. No, in amune bavikachovin. Or Ibaitem but Stam Ovikovim, and he makes so much noise that he's constantly complaining about something. Oh Mama, Psuleh Mugdashim Ainsarich Lishon. That implies that Mukhamilta. But it says in the Mishnah that there's no way to detect whether something is Psuleh Mugdashim because it's a Mugdashim and Imkaram Beitlis, the Nishkatim Beitlis, the Nishkala Belitra. Papa, when we say Ainsarik Lishob, it's only referring to Otana Nimkarin, Betoch Abayit, like Bechor HaMaiser. Om Ravuna, Shutaf Barosh, Potamin Alechi. Shutaf Biyat, Potamin Azroa. Shutaf Ibnim Heayim, Potamin Akiva. Vechir Barav, Om Rafil, Shutaf Bachapi, and Potamikula. Meitve, Arosh Shali, Vekula Shalcha. Even 1% of the Rosh is enough to patter. Hayat shali v'kula shalcha filach mimea b'yat potter. B'meyayim shali kula shalcha filach mimea b'em potter. Now, I mean, does that not mean potter min alechi v'chaye b'kulan? Potter min azroa v'chaye b'kulan? Potter min akeva v'chaye b'kulan? Nah, it doesn't mean that. It means potter min kulan. Ah, oh, come on. So then, litnei potter min kulan. Not to mention the fact there's a fairish of bright that it says not like that. The old Tanya, Arosh, Shali, Vikula, Shafilach, Mimea, Brosh, Potom, and Alachi, Vechayev, Bikulam, Tiyufta, Rechia, Baraf, Tiyufta. Omer of Chista, I'll tell you how he got confused. It's because of this brighter, which is very confusing. Hamat nita ta'ite, Rechia, Baraf, the Tanya. Yesrim, Arbama, Tanot, Kuna, Hen. Vechulan, Nitu, Laro, Lovanov, Bechlal, Upra, Tabrit, Melach. Kolome, Kaimam, Kilu, Kiyem, Bechlal, Upra, Tabrit, Melach. Kolo veralim kilo veral klal uprat brit melach. Veloim. Eser b'migdash arba b'Yerushalayim v'yeser b'gvulim. The eser b'migdash are as follows. Chatat, chatat ha'of, Hashem vaday, Hashem toloi, ziv chesham etzibro, lukshem etzibro, tzara, shtei alechem, lechem aponim, shiori menachot, and minchat ha'omer. All need to be eaten in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim. Arba b'Yerushalayim, ha'bichora v'ha'bikurim, Umuram and Atodami al Nazir, and Orot Kadashim. Eser Begvulin, Truma, Trumad Maaser, Chala, Reshitagez, Matanot, Pidyon Haben, Pidyon Petach Hamor, Stei Achuza, Stei Charamim, Vegezel Ager. Now, Chia Barav assumed that Nidikochash will Matanot Bechada, it's because Chada Ninu, but that's absolutely not the case. Otu, Muram, Mitoda, and El Nazir. Are also counting kichoda. You're going to try to tell me that's also chodin inu. It's a joke. Veloi, because it must be mishum de chodin inu. No, it's because kivin de dam yin adari. Choshulu kichoda. Achinami kivin de dam yin adari. Choshulu kichoda. Iboilu. How about if the Kohen says to the Yisrael, you keep the Rosh and I'll keep the rest. Somehow. But the chiyuva is in a chiyuva gabi Yisrael, because the rosh is chayven in the lechayay. Oh, dima butter yikar beimazlin, and the yikar beima obviously is kept by the kohen, who's keeping 99% of the rest. Tashma of eight kochavim v'kohen. Shemasrut sonam liyisrael exos. Potur. Halokeach geiz sonoshel of eight kochavim, the equivalent of just taking the head. He's potur mireshet hagez. But this is chom of Israel lechayim v'kiva, yoter mireshet hagez, which shows shma min abatach yuva azlinan, shma minah.